Ascent Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Passion Struck, 12 Powerful Principles to Unlock Your Purpose and Ignite Your Most Intentional Life, by John R. Miles. Narrated by John R. Miles. Message from the author and dedication. For Josh and Olivia, I'm eternally grateful that this book is in your hands. This book's words culminate a significant portion of my life and career experience. I hope it serves you and others who read it by helping you to express your unique talents, grit, and gifts, and to transform your creativity and service to the world in a way that brings you fulfillment. Passion Struck is based on concepts and methods that I've discovered, implemented, and taught with extraordinary success for more than 30 years. I wrote it to train the next generation of leaders how to deploy their passion and achieve peak performance regardless of their pursuit. I've given my all to writing this book for you, and I greatly thank all the people worldwide who have inspired me over the course of my career, including the Passion Struck leaders who allowed me to interview them during the book's creation. And so, with a whole heart, I humbly dedicate this book to you, my two children, and the reader. The world needs more trailblazers who find their calling, pursue it passionately, and have a positive impact on the world. Why wait when you have it in you to make a choice? Work hard every day. Step into your sharp edges and do something every day that scares you and promotes self-realization. I hope you choose to start today. With love and respect, John R. Miles. A note to the listener. Passion Struck is a framework for changing your life. And within this book, you hold the power to embark on a remarkable transformation. Trust in the process, embrace your unique journey, and let Passion Struck be your trusted companion as you unlock the extraordinary potential within you. Together, let us unleash your purpose, ignite your passion, and create an intentional life that truly fulfills you. To support you on this exhilarating path, I invite you to explore my blog at www.johnrmiles.com. Or https://medium.com/@JohnRMiles. There you'll find thought-provoking posts filled with insights tailored to help you navigate the challenges and triumphs of intentional living. For more tools and resources to perfect your passion-struck journey, visit https://passionstruck.com/. Additionally, don't miss my weekly top-rated podcast, Passion Struck with John R. Miles, where I delve deeper into the principles and practices that will empower you on your quest. In this book, we go beyond universal principles and academic studies. We tap into the immense wisdom found in personal experiences. I'll share inspiring stories from remarkable individuals who have embraced the Passion Struck life, serving as beacons of inspiration to guide you as you chart your own unique path toward fulfillment. No matter when you listen to this or where you stand in your life, know that you are in the right place to make a profound choice, to be passion struck. You have every right to shine, and with passion struck as your guide, you'll unleash the brilliance within you. Forward. Imagine a world where most people wake up each day driven, grounded in their values, and content with their careers, relationships, and well-being. Sadly, that's not the reality we face. Right now, our world grapples with an existential crisis as countless individuals worldwide question the very meaning and significance of their lives. Many of us tie our self-worth to our achievements. You might be familiar with this struggle. I certainly am. Escaping the comfort zone of mediocrity is a monumental challenge. I've heard from people who seem to have it all. Thriving careers, stable incomes, loving families, yet they can't shake that sense of disappointment or emptiness. They ache for something more, a profound meaning that's eluding them. Can you relate? Let me be clear. The good life isn't bad. Many would trade places in a heartbeat. But here's the question. Is this the life you truly want? Is this the story you want to tell your future self? These are the tough questions high achievers ask, and if you're one of them, I want you in on this conversation. Perhaps you're already chasing your dreams, living large. You've cultivated a deliberate mindset, but you know there's no peak. You crave that extra edge, exploring ways to magnify the impact of your choices. Whether you're stuck, struggling, feeling unfulfilled despite the good life, or poised to surpass your current level, you're in the right place. All it takes is the intentional choice to change. Change tends to scare us instinctively. I often say that the fear of success and failure are two facets of the same underlying fear, the fear of change itself. To truly embrace transformation, you must embrace the discomfort and take every necessary step to make that change happen. But what awaits on the other side? A life brimming with fulfillment, serving humanity and achieving your truest potential. Yet this journey is incredibly challenging. When we think of change, we often focus on the sacrifices, not the gains. We must envision the potential beyond that crossroads. The images we craft in our minds wield tremendous power. It wasn't my first encounter with the show when I stepped onto Shark Tank as a guest shark. I had already visualized myself as a shark for years before it manifested in reality. I've consistently advocated pushing forward with a bold vision, steadfast commitment, confident courage, and unwavering honesty. So when John shared his aspiration to help people create the most intentional life possible, I was hooked. This book is centered on discovering your core purpose and passion and then taking intentional action toward achieving them. In my life, I steer by the principle of burn the boats, a magnetic force guiding me through life's intricate paths. I intentionally gravitate towards those who share these principles, surrounding myself with kindred spirits. When I met John and delved into his book, I immediately sensed that we were united in our mission of empowering individuals to seize their fullest potential, radiating positive transformation throughout the world. Every day I see people achieving remarkable feats. What sets them apart? Their courage to chase their dreams and change lives. Through John's book, you'll learn how to apply this mindset to build a life and career driven by purpose, resilience, and deliberate action rather than fear. This isn't just about behavior change. It's about self-realization, choosing the unknown, finding meaning, becoming your best self intentionally. While many books explore finding your purpose or passion, few guide you in turning it into action. This gap matters because acting on your passion is the most crucial part of becoming passion-struck. Being brave is tough. Fear stalls us. Imagine acting despite it. What change could that bring? The good news is that intentionality is like a muscle that grows stronger the more you use it. Passion-struck not only teaches you how to exercise intentionality, but it also provides guidance on taking small, boundary-pushing actions to expand your zone of optimal anxiety. With each action, you'll feel less fear and more confidence. John reminds us that the greatest antidote to many of life's problems isn't achievement. It's taking action. If you desire limitless life, but don't know how to take extraordinary action or the steps to lead you there, this book is for you. And that's an idea worth sharing. Be passion-struck and inspire on. Matt Higgins. Preface. Are you happy with your life? In other words, are you living what you would describe as a fulfilling and satisfactory existence? This is a simple question that often receives an instinctive answer, yes. But I urge you to dig a little deeper and be honest with yourself. I lived what I once thought was a great life, and it most certainly was great on the surface. By all societal standards, I had enjoyed an incredibly successful career. I had achieved my professional goals of becoming a multi-industry CEO, making it to the Fortune 500 C-suite, a practice leader in a Big Four consulting firm, and a decorated naval officer. I had earned many awards and recognitions that most would die to have on their resume, and yet something was missing. As much as it seemed that things were perfect, I was in fact living life on autopilot. I was like a pinball and directionless. I didn't love what I was doing. I felt like I was living someone else's life instead of the one that God had intended for me. I had taken the path of what I look back on as a portfolio career, where I was doing multiple things and rising the professional ladder in jobs that really didn't inspire me and weren't my calling. I hid behind the mask of pretense, afraid to confront the stuck points that engulfed my self-identity and restricted my true potential. I was making great money and had all the tangible things life could offer, but I felt lonely, hopeless, bored, indifferent, and lost. Why? Because I valued the material and vain things of life, which include money, prestige, and recognition that society gravitates towards, above the crucial aspects that genuinely matter: family, relationships, passion, convictions, values, health, love, and legacy. I was contributing to the fulfillment of other people's goals, but wasn't pursuing my own dreams. For decades, I had gotten so captured in what I believed I had to do that I stopped listening to my heart. And I'm not alone. As Henry David Thoreau famously said, "The mass of men lead lives of quiet desperation." He is right. Too many of us are willing to settle instead of intentionally pursuing our dreams. Do you ever feel like you are not you? We lose ourselves, ultimately relinquish the joy in our lives, and become unhappy because of the hopelessness brought on by unintentional living. This lack of intentionality causes us to spend so much time faking our lives that we forget who we really are. It leads to burnout, fatigue, lassitude, and emotional exhaustion, all the things that I was feeling. We define our self-identity by the vehicle we drive, the size of our house, the weight of our purse, our social circle, the media influencers we follow, and the clothing we wear. This revised materialistic version of the dream life is causing many to wear the shroud that I wore. It attempts to mask the reality of who we are and causes us to pursue self-centered ambitions instead of people-centered ones to help others. Today, fewer people are taking the leap of faith to pursue their dreams. Individuals from the Millennial and Generation Z cohorts, who should be leading the charge into a new era of entrepreneurship, are increasingly shunning the idea. The high levels of student and personal debt are often cited as lowering an individual's propensity to start a business. Experts have pointed to the spiraling $1.5 trillion of student debt in the U.S. alone as a major factor. However, I believe the true underlying issues lie elsewhere: indifference, insecurity, self-doubt, conformity, and entitlement that stem from the systemic exploitation of social norms. Too many of us today are wearing a mask each day and expending significant energy in an attempt to conform to someone else's expectations of who we should be and what we should strive for. Consequently, our society is increasingly plagued by apathy, complacency, despair, and egotism brought on by the selfish desires for money, comfort, and power. This book holds a profound purpose: to break free from the constraints of this flawed system and empower you to build a life and career with unwavering intention. It's a rallying cry guiding you towards self-actualization and significance. Within its pages, a movement is sparked, a declaration that a meaningful life is not only possible, but well within your reach. Together, let's ignite this journey towards a purposeful and fulfilled existence. Why should you listen to me? Over the past 7 years, I've researched juggernauts from the worlds of technology, sports, government, entertainment, academia, arts, and business to understand their steps to unlocking their full potential. I interviewed many of them on the Passion Struck podcast. These studies and interviews revealed commonalities in how these luminaries approach decision-making, problem-solving, adversity, innovation, behavior change, adaptation, anxiety, and leadership. I combine these findings in each chapter with the personal lessons that I learned over the course of my career from my failures and my successes. Ultimately, the principles that I describe in this book apply to all of our lives. It doesn't matter where you grew up, where you went to school, or what you have accomplished to this point. Past failures are simply that, in the past. The only way to feel genuinely fulfilled and passionate is to stop hiding who you are. Stop pretending and start showing the world the real you by intentionally choosing to love and cherish yourself and by taking the intentional daily actions to make your dreams a reality. I purposefully embrace the word intentional to convey a profound truth. To truly live, to transcend mere existence, demands a deliberate commitment to embracing your authentic self and unearthing your deepest desires. It's this unwavering intentionality that propels you towards the fulfillment of your purpose, infusing your being with the tenacity to pursue it relentlessly. Embrace this resolute path, for within it lies the power to unlock the extraordinary and seize the life that beckons you with unwavering allure. For many years, psychologists, scientists, and existential philosophers have debated whether we are free to choose the conditions of our existence and discover our true purpose. At the heart of their deliberation lies a fundamental question. Are we bestowed with the freedom to shape the very essence of our existence and unearth our true purpose? Though certain attributes may be immutable and circumstances may impose limitations, I hold steadfast in my conviction that our intentional pursuits possess the power to bridge the chasm between reality and aspiration. It is through the unwavering intentionality we infuse into our endeavors that we inch ever closer to the realms of our dreams and aspirations. The pursuit of our passions, the unwavering commitment to our goals, serves as the compass guiding us toward the destiny we ardently seek. Being apathetic is a choice. Being intentional is a choice. Our belief system defines our present and our future. We must recognize that our mindset, feelings, thoughts, and opinions become habitual. What we contemplate today, we risk perpetuating tomorrow unless we consciously and intentionally embark on a transformative journey, seeking new insights and forging a different path for our thoughts. That is what I hope to provide in this book, information that you can use to chart a new life based on lessons learned by some of the most inspirational people on the planet. It is my fervent hope that this reservoir of knowledge will illuminate your path, guiding you towards a life defined by purpose, passion, fulfillment, and significance. As President Theodore Roosevelt said, "The credit belongs to the man who's actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming. But who does actually strive to do the deeds? Who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions? Who spends himself in a worthy cause? Who at the best knows, in the end, the triumph of high achievement? And who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails, while daring greatly?" Unlocking your purpose and having the intentional willpower to become your best self will allow you to fight your fight and claim your space in the arena of life. I hope you dare greatly. Chapter 1: The Power of Passion, Perseverance, and Intentionality. People who exercise their embryonic freedom day after day, little by little, expand that freedom. People who do not will find that it withers until they are literally being lived. They are acting out scripts written by parents, associates, and society. Stephen Covey. I want to lead you through a short thought experiment. In your mind, or better yet, on a piece of paper, take a moment to write down one or two of your biggest life goals. Take the seatbelt off for this one, and really think of which dream, desire, passion, or goal has always been sitting patiently in the back of your heart, longing for its chance to break free and burst into reality. Have it written down? Now, flip it over and write down the answer to the following questions. What is the biggest fear that keeps you from realizing that dream? Why do so few of us pursue our dreams? Why do we cower from committing to work on something about which we are genuinely passionate? Why do so many people, regardless of profession, settle for less? Think about it. Jim Collins, author of Good to Great, Why Some Companies Make the Leap and Others Don't, discovered in his prominent research that there are very few great businesses and even fewer genuinely inspirational leaders. Carol Dweck, author of Mindset, The New Psychology of Success, explored why so many of us live with a fixed mindset. And Katie Milkman, author of How to Change, The Science of Getting from Where You Are to Where You Want to Be, uncovered that it's easier to settle for a life that is good enough than it is to make deliberate behavior changes attached to living an intentional one. Why? We all know people who are happy with good enough. What do I mean by that? The truth is that some people are satisfied with the ordinary. For the vast majority, passing through life looks something like this. Birth. Graduate elementary school. Graduate middle school. Graduate high school. Attend college or trade school. Get a stable job. Buy a house. Raise a family. Pay off the mortgage. Retire. Death. While this overly crude simplification doesn't do justice to any number of achievements occurring during the span of someone's actual life, this well-trodden path neatly illustrates the point I'm trying to make. Not pursuing our dreams is far from an isolated case. The social cycle theory argues that events and stages of society and history are generally repeating themselves in cycles, and I believe that we are in the midst of a new cycle. Just as re-education was necessary to endure and succeed in the industrial age, the same holds for the information age. The only difference is that the system stayed the same when the shift happened. According to a 2016 report on economic mobility, since the 1970s, income inequality has again soared to levels not seen since early in the 20th century. While the economy more than doubled over these four decades, the rising tide did not lift all boats. There are many reasons for this. Greed, money, power, political divide, shareholders. Still, the result of all of this means that once again, people can no longer rely on what's worked in the past to provide what they need in the future. The once pulsating vitality and indomitable spirit of entrepreneurship, which propelled the United States to the zenith of admiration worldwide, now languishes in a steady three-decade decline. Numerous studies employing diverse methodologies to gauge the rise of high-growth firms and measure entrepreneurial growth converge upon a disquieting consensus. The quintessential American dream, once an aspiration that resonated across the globe, teeters precariously at a tipping point. It has evolved into an elusive aspiration, becoming something that fewer people can attain, much less hope for. I believe that we are amidst a global emergency for much of society. Let's look at this through the lens of the Kauffman Foundation, a nonprofit fostering entrepreneurship, which publishes its Kauffman Startup Activity Index that measures startup density. Its 2021 report shows that in 2013, the Startup Activity Index was at its lowest point in the past 20 years, and in the first year of the pandemic, the opportunity share of new entrepreneurs plummeted. It decreased from 86.9% in 2019 to 69.8% in 2020, representing the largest drop over the past 25 years and perhaps much longer. The rate of new entrepreneurs from the entire population starting a new business was only 0.36% in 2021. The 2015 Kauffman density graph illustrates how the decline in startup density actually started more than 30 years ago. A profound revelation emerged from a comprehensive study conducted by the Brookings Institution. The findings reverberate with a resounding truth. The startup rate, a barometer measuring the emergence of new organizations as a proportion of the entire business landscape, has plummeted by nearly half since the year 1978. This distressing decline, vividly noted in the Bureau of Labor Statistics chart, showcases a stark juxtaposition. The once vibrant realm of nascent small businesses, the lifeblood of innovation and economic growth, has been engulfed in a precipitous descent since 2005. Conversely, large enterprises boasting more than 250 employees surge forth with an inverse and relentless ascent. This stark divergence paints a vivid portrait of an economic landscape besieged by ominous tides of change, as the very foundation of vibrant, agile entrepreneurship crumbles before our eyes. These staggering visuals encapsulate the urgent need to confront this unsettling reality and reignite the spirit of innovation, creativity, and risk-taking that once set our world ablaze. A global emergency may sound pretty stark, but it's an accurate description all the same. We are witnessing daily evidence of this as deep social, economic, political, and geographical rifts, economic immobility, and income inequality are causing people to reject or shift traditional values and beliefs. Other key indicators of this global emergency can be observed in the growing decline of work engagement. The Gallup State of the Global Workplace 2022 report found that only 21% of the world's full-time workers are engaged in and love what they do, costing employers $7.8 trillion in lost productivity. And as a group, only 29% of millennials are engaged at work. Said another way, nearly 80% of the world's full-time employees loathe their jobs. Every day of sitting in the cubicle is another day checked off before the weekend, the end of the month, the next vacation, and before you know it, retirement. The paycheck provides just enough motivation to get out of bed in the morning, but not enough to put in extraordinary effort. Nor is it low enough to give the inspiration to find another job or start a business. So, we have a situation whereby many of us do just enough, nothing more, nothing less, patiently waiting for a chance to do something we actually care about when the time comes. However, that time rarely comes, and we reach a point where our efforts no longer mean anything. We feel hopeless in our attempts to overcome these negative situations for the better. So we sit idle in our current conditions because this perceived lack of control becomes a trained behavior. What we believe is what we become, and when that sets in, we cannot experience joy or optimism in our life. Here's what many people don't understand. The opposite of joy is not unhappiness. The opposite of joy is the lack of intentionality in our lives, leading to chronic hopelessness. This state of meaninglessness, akin to nihilism, is a dire condition where the very essence of existence loses all significance. It creeps into every aspect of life, work, and society, leaving behind an abyss devoid of purpose. The impact of this insidious affliction is far-reaching. It fosters stagnation, indifference, loneliness, and resignation, eroding the belief in life's purpose and fading memories of brighter days. This profound metamorphosis traps you in a mere existence, falling tragically short of the life you desire. It's a surrender to hopelessness, and apathy takes hold of your surroundings, severing ties to work, relationships, and the very core of your being. How do you change this narrative? How can you wake up each morning genuinely excited to tackle the challenges that lie ahead? The most pressing gap we face today is the skill set gap. Large institutions and governments fail to adapt to the information age, leaving millions of people to grapple with the harsh reality of jobs being replaced by outsourcing, automation, robotics, and artificial intelligence. And unfortunately, this trend is only going to intensify. These millions of individuals urgently need an alternative way to acquire the essential skill sets and education required to thrive in this new system. It's time to recognize that we, as humans, are the ultimate adaptation machines designed to learn and evolve. In essence, each one of us is a new textbook, capable of embracing change and seizing opportunities to make our mark in this rapidly evolving world. What does it mean to actually give a fuck? My apologies for the expletive-laden heading, but I've deliberately chosen it for a reason. Many leading authors, most notably Mark Manson, continue to espouse that negativity is the path to positivity and urge their readers to ignore every step-by-step system for success. In both of his books, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck and Everything is Fucked.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?